Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. Abby DeYoung from Panel Partners.
Hi, Abby. Good morning. How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Did you have a good 4th of July?
Yes, I did. How about you?
Yeah, it was great. You know, since we live in San Diego, we spent a lot of it at the beach, actually, so it was really nice.
Oh, that's very nice. Is it just crazy busy at the beach then on 4th of July weekend?
Yeah, it gets pretty packed, and I feel like a lot of people are already, you know, vacationing out here for summer, and 4th of July seems to be a very popular time for families and whatnot to get out to the beach, so it was full, but still nice.
Good, I'm jealous.
Well, thank you for giving me a call today.
You're welcome. Tell me, I have your website up. But tell me about what you guys are looking for and kind of where you think Channel Partners might fit.
Sure. Yeah, so I was able to speak to Tony last week, and then he gave me some information about your company and just what you guys are able to do as far as your lending guidelines go. So Bank of Cardiff, we're a commercial bank located in San Diego. We have about 60 employees on staff between here and our San Diego office, and we also have a call center in Tijuana. So we fund on average about $3 million a month in new originations. Last month we had a pretty record-breaking month, and we funded $5 million, which is a lot for us. And thank you. And so our deals are a good combination of working capital and equipment leasing deals. Sometimes we'll see more on the equipment side, sometimes more on working capital, but certainly we're always looking to add working capital lenders to our portfolio. Our average deal size is around $100,000, and we pride ourselves on, you know, easy communication and quick turnaround times with our customers and the lenders that we work with.
Okay. What other lenders are you working with?
So some of the lenders in our portfolio currently are Ascentium. We have them as a equipment leasing and working capital lender. We work a lot with OnDeck. We funded like $2 million with them last month. We also have CAN, BizFi, and then Business Backers, Fora. So there's a pretty good range depending on, you know, the product and what the customer is looking for. And yeah, I just wanted to discuss and see, you know, what Channel Partner does and see if that would fit into our needs right now.
Yeah, sure. So we are a 100% working capital company, source. We fund about, I would say, 90% of the leads that come in ourselves.
Okay.
Obviously don't fit our credit box. And so we have the ability to syndicate those. You wouldn't need syndication based on, you know, your sources that you already have. So we would just be looking at it from our funding perspective. Our deal size, we look any $10,000 to $250,000 is kind of our wheelhouse.
Okay.
We are 100% daily pay right now. We're testing some weekly pay options.
Sure.
But that's kind of where we fall. Average transaction size, I think, is around $50,000 $60,000.
Okay.
Average term is around 12 months.
Okay.
Where you will see us be a little bit different than, I would say, OnDeck, Ascentium, CAN, the other guys you listed, is that we originate all of our business through the equipment finance associations and brokers and third-party originators. That's, we don't go directly to
the customer. Okay.
We don't go to small business owners at all.
I see.
And so we work with people like Bank of Cardiff, larger companies all the way down to, you know, a one-man broker shop to get referrals.
Yeah.
And because of that's kind of the equipment financing industry is where we grew out of.
Right.
The other thing that is kind of the industries that are our top industries and where we focus and really have kind of been the front runners in kind of pushing the market to focus more on the B2B side of things.
Okay.
We still do, franchise restaurants, some retail, those things are still a big business for us, obviously.
Right.
But our top industries right now are construction, manufacturing, and trucking logistics.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so I would say that's more of the B2B nature. And the other thing about those is we're able to give larger approvals on those typically, and we're able to get longer terms on that. So that's where you're going to see us even be different than OnDeck, some of the other sources.
Okay.
So that would be one area. The other thing I think we pride ourselves on is because we've sat in prior to last August, we used to cherry pick some of the deals.
Mm-hmm.
Our fund, otherwise we were basically a super broker.
Okay.
All the deals on behalf of our customers, which are the equipment finance brokers and lenders, that kind
uh-huh.
of thing. We have kind of sat in your shoes, and we know what we liked from lenders and what we hated. And one of the things that we hated from lenders is when we got an approval and we walked it through with the customer and we got all the way to the end, and all of a sudden the approval went away, or
right.
They didn't underwrite the deal until the very end of the process, right?
Right.
Fully underwrite. And then
mm-hmm.
you get a bait and switch at the end, and it frustrated us to no end.
Yeah.
And what we really try to do is to do the main underwriting in the beginning. So
okay.
the approval that is pretty set in stone, unless something comes back on the landlord reference or the welcome call or the, site visit or something like that comes back, which is rare. We try to really do all of that upfront work.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to come back to you. We know how much we hated that, and we don't want to do that. We also give our stipends completely upfront.
Okay, great.
Well, very clear about that so that you don't have to go back and, you get an approval and then you get this huge long stip list that you have to go back and try to meet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something. We also have been pretty good at being pretty quick in terms of what we do, and I know OnDeck is quick too, and I'm not sure about Zmenium. Can was quick. Types of issues you have with that. There are a lot of times coming back, I guess. But we will get approvals on shorter, smaller term deals between 2 and 3 hours, I would say.
Oh, awesome.
Approvals on larger deals, so you're talking up to $250,000 in 4 to 6 hours.
Okay.
On smaller deals, under $75,000. Fun same day. We don't do a site visit on those deals. Deals over $75,000, which we do a site visit, depending on how quick everything is. I mean, they can fund same day if we get the site in.
Mm-hmm.
They're funding within 24 to 48 hours after you get the approval. So, so I think we're pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Rates are competitive in the marketplace, and I can send you some information about rates, or you might have already gotten that from Tony.
Okay. I didn't get any supplementary information, so yeah, if you could send that over, I'd appreciate it.
What else can I tell you? Minimum credit card, 1 year time in business. I think it's a 550 FICO or 525 it is.
Okay, so it's 1 year minimum time in business, and minimum FICO is a 525?
Yep. In terms of tax liens, Anything over $25,000, we probably want to see a payment plan.
Okay.
But we don't have a cap in terms of, like, we'll only look at things that are $175,000 or less from a tax lien perspective. It what makes sense from the business. So if somebody has a $175,000 tax lien and they only make, you know, their annual revenues are, you know, $600,000-$700,000 a year, that would be, you know, an issue. But if they have a $175,000 tax lien or $200,000 tax lien and the revenues are $2 million, you know,
that's only like 10%. Yeah.
So we really look at it from that perspective. Annual revenues, $150,000 is kind of the minimum there.
Okay.
The other thing I would say we're a little bit unique on would be a renewal process is pretty much the same, 50% paid down.
Okay.
You can look at the deal. We also offer a concurrent process, and I don't know how OnDeck really does that or if they do that, but our concurrent process is up to their full approved amount. They can pull $10,000 draws for the first 90 days on that approval amount, which is really in the construction, manufacturing, trucking industries.
Right.
Because depending on the jobs they've got, you know, they're not going to get receivables for 3 months, but they need upfront costs, so they pull $20,000 of the first, you know, and then they pull 20, and then they pull another 20. And we say 90 days, but, you know, if for some reason the deal makes sense, it's beyond 90 days to do a concurrent, we'll still do that.
Okay.
So
is that kind of a separate process then from submissions? Is there like a renewals contact, a renewals department that you guys have? Because we actually have somebody in-house that works exclusively on renewals, so I'd be happy to share that information with her so maybe she knows who to reach out to.
So we have one guy. We don't have a full department as of yet.
Yeah.
Follows up on all the renewals as well. But definitely we could connect them to kind of do that together or find out, get a list or whatever needed to be done.
Okay.
And that, from that perspective.
Awesome. That sounds great. I wanted to go back to what you were mentioning about syndication. So you guys do allow for syndication, but it's dependent on like the volume. Is that what you said?
Oh no, it depends on whether or not you guys want us to.
Oh, right? Okay.
Well, if for some reason you send us a deal and we don't approve it, we, you know, decline it for some reason or other, or we say it's ineligible for some reason or another, we can send it to different sources. We've got a few different ones than you have.
Okay.
But, you know, for the most part, you've kind of got your sources set.
Right.
So I would probably don't want us to syndicate it.
Okay.
And
understood.
We don't have to do that. Up to you guys.
Okay, so it's basically just a matter of if we get a decline, we have the option to have you guys source that elsewhere, or we can take that and broker it to other lenders that we work with. Is that right? Okay, that makes sense. Are there any lenders out there on the market that you guys could compare yourselves to, or you guys use like the same type of underwriting as maybe like a BFS or something?
I don't think we're as stringent as BFS.
Okay.
With this by any means. We used to work with, on our larger deals, but we also hated it because.
I was gonna say, yeah, they're the ones notorious for the bait and switch.
So we definitely. We do not work like they do.
Okay.
I would say our rates are competitive with OnDeck and CAN. And I would say we're better than Fora. We're better than Better Business Bureau, obviously, based on their rates. Have you heard of Windset?
Oh, yeah. Windset is actually one of our top lenders that we work with. Definitely send a lot of our A paper there.
So we actually consulted with them to help them build. So we are, I would say, like them, because we essentially gave them the information to build their credit models out, rate-wise, help them. I would say, you know, we're probably quicker.
Okay.
But similar to them, you do have access to a decision maker with us.
Yes.
Like them, which a lot of people like. We, you know, you can call up, kind of like Wayne there. You know, you can call up, or Paul. All of us, and we'll have a conversation. We have Adam. We have Austin.
Nice, yeah, those are all great guys.
Similar roles. You know, you can call us. So it's very similar. Like I said, I believe we're faster. I believe we're a little bit more flexible than they are in terms of, we have we've been in business longer, have a larger portfolio, and I would say a more in-depth understanding of working capital, and willing to push the envelope a little bit more.
Okay.
We're not an automated credit box like
OnDeck. Yeah.
We have a model that we use, obviously, to help be efficient, but we have eyes on every single deal.
Okay.
For that reason, you know, we're going to be more unique to that particular customer. Come up with more unique structure. We offer some discounts on loan payoff discounts or early payoff discounts.
Okay.
You can structure the deals.
What are those early payoff discounts? Like, how is that structured?
It's just changed. I believe it's related on what you have left to pay off on the interest, and then it's a certain percentage off of that. But I can find that out more specifically. They just changed that. But I know we offer...
All right, and do you guys have any origination fees?
2%.
Okay, 2%, and that's on every deal, regardless of state or size of the transaction?
Typically, depending on if we're in a competitive situation or, you know, that's, I would say, another thing that's different about us, depending on the situation. And what's going to get the deal done, that's what we're all about doing.
Okay.
So, you know, for some reason, we have to waive origination, and you take a point off, and we take a point off of our side. You know, we split the difference on that.
Okay.
We're definitely willing to talk and work with you in that particular situation, or in a competitive situation. I mean, we're not... We give you an approval, we give you a buy rate, but we're always willing to talk, and that's the access to decision makers.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, so yeah, I think I've gathered all the information that I need here. You guys don't offer any MCAs currently?
Oh, we don't.
Okay, so strictly working capital. And then you said that your average term is around 12 months, but what's the maximum? You guys go out to 2 years or?
24.
Okay.
And I would say, you know, 18 to 24 months is even on those B2B construction manufacturing.
Yeah.
Because we understand those industries so well, we're able to push those out.
Okay. Awesome. So, if we are to move forward from here, would you be the one to send some ISO contracts or like, you know, a broker manual that we can possibly look over and share with the team?
Yes, I would be the one.
Okay.
So I will do all of that information. Does it sound like we'll be a fit? Sounds like to me.
Yeah, it really does. Just because with, you know, lenders that we work with, like OnDeck and CAN, they can only go out to, you know, certain terms for, like, those industries you mentioned with trucking and manufacturing. So, you know, based on your credit model as well, saying that you guys, you know, have worked with and very similarly, like, Windset. We love working with Windset. And, yeah, I think you guys would be a great asset to our portfolio.
Okay. Okay, so I will move forward. I'll send you all of the referral agreement information and the fee policy information so you can see that.
Okay.
I will send you manual or more information about, you know, our underwriting and how we do it so you guys have that you can circulate.
Sure.
What else would you like?
Do you guys have anything separate for funding? Because we do have a couple people in, I guess, our funding department that usually take care of, you know, all the STIPs and all the work that's required after we get an approval. Is there something separate for funding or?
No, you know, I can send you the requirements for funding.
Okay.
They're basically similar to what, you know, a voided check.
Driver's license and landlord reference, like you mentioned.
Yeah, welcome call.
Okay.
And then site under 75,000, so.
Okay.
Or 75,000, sorry, excuse me. So I'll send you, it's all kind of in one document, so I'll send all of that to you. And
okay.
Then you could search the funding because it would have what's required for funding as well.
Sure. All right, and when we begin to submit, is that going to be through email, or do you guys have a user portal?
We are working on getting a user portal.
Okay.
We do it via email right now.
Awesome, and there's like a submissions alias or something that all the submissions would go to?
Yep.
Okay. Excellent. So from here, I'll go ahead and receive those documents and the broker manual that you're going to send over. And then will you be requiring like signed contracts then before we're able to submit to you guys?
Well, here's what I would do. I would tell you if you can find 10 of your deals that you've got, either they're, you know, newer deals or whatever it is that you can send us, and I want you to see how we underwrite and everything like that. And if you want to sell the approval, you know, go ahead and do it.
Okay.
And then, so I would do that while we're kind of concurrently getting the referral agreement signed.
Okay. Yeah, I actually like that when lenders allow us to kind of, you know, test the waters a little bit and just see that it's something that will definitely work for us. Yeah. Okay, so as we're, you know, just going through this week, any deals that we see fit, go ahead and submit those your way just so we can get some feedback and see what those approvals look like.
Yeah.
Okay. And then,
and even if you had some, and two, so just, I would submit the ones that come in this week if you see something that looks like it fits. I would also maybe go back a little bit in some of the, you don't tell us what the approvals are or anything, but if you wanted to see how we would match up against some other funding sources,
mm-hmm.
You know, sending up some, you know, previously funded deals or previously approved deals, mm-hmm. that I can just have them kind of run through our system and give you the approval so you can kind of see. It's nice to be able to see how we match up too.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds great. I'm writing this all down so that I can let the team know, and you'll probably be seeing some emails headed your way.
Awesome. We like that.
All right, Abby, do you have any questions for me or anything that I haven't answered yet?
I don't think so. I think you answered them all. I will send you everything that you need. And the contract, you know, we can have discussions about that if there's questions or, you know, things like that when I send them over the referral agreement. So.
Okay. That sounds great. All right. Do you have my email address?
I do.
All right. So I'll look forward to your email then, and then I'll follow up if I have any additional questions from here.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Same to you, and I hope you have a nice day.
You too.
All right. Thank you, Abby.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.